epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One thing that I do think is pretty interesting, and maybe this is just a small number of people on the text line, 913-586-7965. I'd be very curious to hear what you guys think about this. I'm starting to get a sense that the Trent McDuffie possible contract extension is going to kind of be polarizing in a way that I didn't really think. Now, reading the text, and again, I understand, small sample size, it's the day that he just signed the deal, I get all of that. It seems like the argument for it, even though you and I are kind of pushing back a little bit based on positional value, and that's fine. Reasonable minds can disagree. The sentiment is whatever it takes to protect Patrick Mahomes, which is a really solid strategy. If your logic for this move is simply, hey, that's a little bit more money than I would spend at this position, but I think that offensive line is most important because we have a once-in-a-generational quarterback, so the cost is the cost. I won't really fight you on that. That actually makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, maybe if we had this quarterback or this quarterback, I wouldn't be for spending all of this money at center and right guard. But because you have Mahomes, because of what's happened in the past, I don't care what the expense is. I'm willing to spend a high proportion of our salary cap on offensive line. All checks out to me. Makes sense. I think that the Trent McDuffie contract is far more polarizing is maybe the correct term. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people on the text line. Well, they never pay corner. They move on from corner. I don't think they've ever had a corner this good. Why we're talking about this is Sauce Gardner just got a new contract, and trust me, he just got paid.
Sauce Gardner, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, the young all-pro, has now agreed to terms on a four-year $120.4 million contract extension. Per the insiders, it is $30.1 million per year. Now the highest paid cornerback in NFL history in this deal done by AJ Vaynerchuk and Alante Gardner of Vayner Sports. And of course, this comes on the heels of another huge deal that the Jets did yesterday, locking in Garrett Wilson more than $30 million per year on his deal. You know, the Jets have spent so much time going into training camp over the course of the last decade or so dealing with issues, just endless issues heading into training camp. This year, with a new regime, with Darren Mooji, with Aaron Glenn, it is clean. Contracts done. The Jets can now head into training camp with the focus only on the field, and that is a huge, huge deal for them. Once again, Sauce Gardner, now the highest paid corner in NFL history.
If you look at this offseason, we have seen a handful of the top corners get paid. Sauce Gardner, we just mentioned, he is now the highest paid corner in the history of the league. 4 years, $120.4 million. He just signed that deal today. Earlier this offseason, J.C. Horn, 4 years, $100 million. That happened. Derek Stingley, he signed a contract earlier this year, 3 years for $90 million. Patrick Surtain, he got paid last year, four for $96 million. So a lot of the top young corners in the league have already gotten paid. J.C. Horn's 25, Sauce Gardner is 23, Patrick Sertan's 24, Derek Stingley's 23, McDuffie's around this age. All of the elite, high-end, premium young corners in the league have gotten paid. Maybe this is me just reading too much into the text line, and I can accept that. But I think right now, if tomorrow the Chiefs announced a four-year, let's say it was 124, he gets a little bit more than what Sauce Gardner just got. If Trent McDuffie got a four-year, $124 million deal, I think there would be a lot more pushback than there is on the text line than when we're talking about the Trey Smith deal. Now, again, one plays on the same side of the ball as Patrick Mahomes. One doesn't play on the same side of the ball. We've seen the Chiefs have success at drafting corners. We've also seen them have success in drafting offensive linemen. I mean, they did it with Creed Humphrey. They did it with Trey Smith. They've done it with Nick Allegretti. They've done it with so many different guys. Like, I think you can make an argument on that way either side. It seems like a majority of people are for a Trey Smith signing. I don't know if that's going to be the case if they turn around and give a corner $30, $32 million a year whenever, if they ever agree to a contract with Trent McDuffie.
I'm actually, and again, it is possible I'm falling for the same trap you are with the text line. I'm stunned that Trent McDuffie, a contract for him, a potential contract for him, has the text line split the way it does. Like, reading some of these texts, you would have thought that Trent McDuffie is Marcus Cooper out there. People are not believing the numbers. People are telling me L'Jarius Sneed is better. People, it seems like Trent McDuffie is fascinating to me. I think what happened, and I don't know, I think what happened is after the Bucs Super Bowl, Chiefs fans got into a froth that you got to protect Mahomes at all costs and end all be all. That's the end of the discussion. But at a 10,000 foot view, if we were to poll 32 NFL GMs, I think they would all tell you get a corner paid ahead of your right guard. And I think most fan bases, if they pay their corner and walk on their right guard, they'd be happy. Hey, we got the right guard. If the Jets announce tomorrow that they're not going to re-sign whoever their guard is, I know he's not as good as Trey Smith, fans would be fine. Yo, we got Sauce locked up. We're fine. Fans in Kansas City, and I think it's the Bucs Super Bowl that broke everyone's brain, seem to be very quick to eject on a 20-something corner who's already been an all-pro. PFF says the third-best corner in the NFL and a top 50 player in the league. Fans are quick to run away, at least the text line, run away from that guy, but are more than happy to dole out bundles of cash to a right guard. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I'm like reading this text right here. Text line 913-586-7965. Paying Trent McDuffie depends on what we could get for him in a trade. If the Chiefs are offering up a 25-year-old corner who has been a two-time All-Pro in the first 3 years of his career, they could get a first and a third, possibly a first and a second. He would be one of the more valuable players to get traded in recent memory. Players like this normally don't get traded. This is where I also just push back on is somebody just made the text in. We didn't pay Sneed. We won't pay McDuffie. I trade him for assets for Pat. I reject the notion that L'Jarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie are equal. This is just where maybe I'm blinded by what you have accomplished in the league. And I don't think we're giving enough credit to what it takes to be first team all pro. First team. Last year, second team all pro. You are legitimately one of the best corners in the National Football League. Rob, I'd love to look this up, and maybe it would take a little bit of work. I'd love to see how many corners have made either first or second team All-Pro in the first 3 years of their career, because I'm guessing the list of guys that are in this same category with Trent McDuffie are some of the best corners in the history of the league. I think that Trent McDuffie has a legitimate claim on being the best corner in the league. I think Patrick Surtain is probably the answer. I don't think that McDuffie is too far behind him. Right now, if you did a draft of he is currently under the age of 25. He'll be 25 on September 13th, so not that far away. If every player was available under the age of 25 years old that you would start over with the draft, Trent McDuffie goes in the first round of that draft, probably in the top 15.
Maybe top 10.
I think quarterbacks probably go pretty high up in that.
I mean, how many elite under 25 quarterbacks are there?
I mean, it's still not think many. There's just, yeah, I'm still guessing in this, like Bo Nix probably still goes in this list. Like, there's just those kind of guys where the chance for you to go take a quarterback, like, someone probably argues that they'd rather have Bryce Young just given his age. You put him in a new situation. I mean, Trent McDuffie probably goes top 15 in there at corner. that's a player that is worth keeping to me. I'm not really that interested in trading Trent McDuffie. I think he is a foundational player. And as this defense is moving forward, and as you were getting away from the prime of Chris Jones, still a very good player, but no one's going to argue with early 30s or in the prime of your career. I think they are establishing who that guy is going to be. I think their best defensive player is Trent McDuffie. So I'm not super interested in trading away Trent McDuffie at 26, 27, and 28. I'm interested in locking up Trent McDuffie for those prime years, and the cost is what the cost is. The same way that people are fine with paying the highest paid guard and, hey, you just got to do it. You got to protect Mahomes. We're talking about in a passing league. You're talking about in an AFC that has Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, and in your own division, you got Herbert and Bo Nix and Geno Smith. The conversation is, what can we get for our best defensive player and number one corner? Not for me. That's a contract that I'm running to go pay. I think that's a really smart deal to have him signed. And someone says you're wrong about Snead. He was a dog. Snead was a very, very good player. He wasn't an all-pro, and he had bad knees. His knees fell apart instantly. The Chiefs knew it. They never offered him a deal. Snead and McDuffie are not the same. You got a future second-round pick for Legarius Snead. If you put McDuffie right up on the market, you get a first-round pick. All of the value that you guys think guys have, that's what Trent McDuffie actually has. Trent McDuffie has some of the best value of any young player in the league. He's a 24-year-old super talented corner. So if we're arguing that he's worth $120 million, then he's worth a first-round pick to somebody. Somebody would give that to him. So we can take a break. We can keep talking about this. I'm just happy we got real Chiefs news. Ain't nothing happened with the Chiefs in quite some time. They just paid Trey Smith. He got a four-year, $96 million deal. He got $70 million guaranteed. We also saw Sauce Gardner get a new contract. All three of the other top young corners are paid. What does that mean for Trent McDuffie? We got Nate Taylor coming up in about 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's so good for us to be back arguing again. It's been a while, you know, it's been a while since I've been on the opposite. In fact, if I'm being honest with the text line, I don't think there's been one thing we've agreed on so far in the first hour and 15 minutes of the show. It's been a while since we've been on this side. Someone on the text line says, perhaps you've addressed this question, but how does Trey Smith deal impact the Chiefs cap space? Well, that's why I'm here. I'm happy to answer it. This is from Spot Track, our friends over there. I'm going to give you all of the numbers. It's going to be a lot of them, but you asked for them. The Chiefs are going to pay him $46.7 million guaranteed at signing. He will make $27 million in cash this year. So he break up the signing bonus. He's going to make $67 million in the first 2 years. His 2027 salary locks in next March. So if he's on the team, I don't think they're cutting him. He will get his. So the next 3 years for Trey Smith are fully guaranteed. 25, 26, and 27. And then like most of these deals, it's a we'll see after that. The Chiefs save $9.15 million this year in cap space. His cap hit was going to be 23.4. They've gotten it down to 14.25. His cap hit next year is going to be 24.25. His cap hit in 27 and 28 is going to be $27.7 million. So the Chiefs save some money in the short term, $9 million, and you kind of operate from there. I mean, for what it takes to sign a big-level player, I mean, this is not a bad deal. I might not have paid this at the position, but, like, the contract within itself is not a bad contract. It locks in a player that has been good for you for the last 4 years. It locks him in at a price that you're happy with, and he's also been a very healthy and productive player that you feel very good. I feel good about having Trey Smith on the team guaranteed for 25, 26, and 27. I think most Chiefs fans feel this way. So we moved in and we were talking about Trent McDuffie because now I think that's the next part of this conversation. There's one more guy to get paid. A lot of people say, hey, well, we didn't pay Snead. We didn't pay Trent McDuffie. My argument is, well, they ain't the same. Trent McDuffie is a much better player than L'Jarius Snead. My guy J-Rock texts in, you guys are overvaluing Trent McDuffie. Well, I know you guys believe in Pro Football Focus. At least you do whenever it's really positive towards a Chiefs player. If it's negative, then it's a stupid website. But if it's positive, then you're on the side of the website. This is who they have as the top five corners in order in the National Football League. They have Sauce Gardner at number one. He just got the highest contract. Pat Surtain, the second, at number two. Trent McDuffie at number three. Jalen Johnson at number four. Derek Stingley at number five. All of the other four that they have in this top five have been paid a second contract by their current team. These guys don't change teams. Not for the second deal. They might change deals for the third contract, like Jaire Alexander. Jaire Alexander at one point was a top corner. Injuries became an issue. The Packers tried to carry it for as long as they could. He eventually got let go. He now plays for the Baltimore Ravens. But, I mean, if you are one of those kind of corners, which I believe that Trent McDuffie is, you just get paid. And Snead was a very good player. I don't want you guys to hear it like I don't think Snead was good. But this is where I'll just disagree with you guys. You know my argument about college football, head coaching vacancies? Like, we always find out how valuable your job is when it's open. Like, when USC's job was open, they got Oklahoma's head coach. When LSU was open, they took Notre Dame's head coach. When K-State's job was open, no offense, you got a coach from 1AA. It's different. Like, it's just different. Brian Kelly is not going to K-State. Snead was available to every team in the National Football League. Every team in the league had a chance to go get L'Jarius Snead. They clearly didn't care if they traded him to an AFC team. They traded him to Tennessee. Now, maybe they wouldn't have traded him to Baltimore or Buffalo. So let's say out of the 32 teams, 29 teams were blacked out. He obviously couldn't play for the Chiefs, and they weren't going to trade him to those two teams, but they traded him inside the AFC. He got traded for a future third-round pick. That tells me what I need to know about how the league feels about L'Jarius Sneed. He was available. You could have got him if you wanted him. Everybody could have got L'Jarius Sneed. I'm telling you right now, if they put McDuffie online and McDuffie was actually on the trade block, they wouldn't get a future third-round pick for him. They get a first-round pick for him because he's 25 and an all-pro. That's the difference in the two. Contract-wise is going to be different. What their market tells you that their worth is going to be different. McDuffie has been a healthier, more productive player than L'Jarius Sneed. He's a really good player, don't get me wrong. Like, Sneed's a good player. But it's not close to me between the two on which one you rather have. I'd rather have Trent McDuffie than L'Jarius Sneed, and the league also feels that way.
Why is there this disconnect with Trent McDuffie? Do you think it's the lack of interceptions, or do you think it's like that stat that Sneed had going around where he like had stopped a bunch of the guys under 100 yards? Like that stat was like a big popular one in 2023. Like, what has happened in the Chiefs circles where they are going out of their way to still talk about how good L'Jarius Sneed was and are in that same breath talking about how Trent McDuffie isn't that guy? What evidence do we have? What has happened in Chiefs world where L'Jarius Sneed is spoken about like he's some sort of, you know, Darrell Revis type character and Trent McDuffie is a dime a dozen, you know, Dexter McLeon type? What has happened in Chiefs circles where this is happening right now?
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, this list must have come out before the Super Bowl. No, it actually didn't. It came out June 3rd of 2025. So it came out just a month ago. That Pro Football Focus ranked him as a top 10, a top three corner in the league. I'll give you the rest of it. DJ Reed, they had at 6. Marlon Humphreys at number 7. Christian Benford, who's a very good player. At Buffalo, he was at number 8. Jair Alexander was number 9. And Denzel Ward was 10. Someone says, CDOT, you're crazy. I'm telling you, if Trent McDuffie was available, he would be traded for a first-round pick. I'm telling you. 25-year-old all-pro corners are just not available on the market. There's just not a bunch of them. You don't get a bunch of chances to get a player like Trent McDuffie, not via trade. You don't get a bunch of chances. Maybe in the draft you get a chance. The Chiefs got a chance to get him. They have to trade up to go get him. But you get the point that I'm making. If Trent McDuffie was available for all teams to bid on, they would get a first-round pick in exchange. And you got to, if you think that's worth it, if you think, hey, it's worth it to get a first-round pick, I think he's just too valuable of a player. I'd keep him. I'd pay him. I don't really have any questions about paying him. Someone says, well, he got worked in the Super Bowl. Everybody got worked in the Super Bowl. Who played well in the Super Bowl? Is that the argument? That's my argument.
By the way, Trey Smith got worked. Trey Smith got paid. Everyone seems to love that. He got worked.
Everybody got worked. Mahomes got worked. Kelsey got worked. Andy Reid got worked. Everybody got worked. It was like Rihanna out there. Work. Everybody. Everybody loves Xavier Worthy. He had 6 yards in the first three quarters of that game. They had the padlock on him. D-Hop, who the Chiefs were saving for the playoffs. D-Hop, he forgot how to catch. He had the best hands in the league, and then he forgot how to catch. So I don't want to hear this. He got worked in the Super Bowl. Everybody got worked. The Eagles beat the Chiefs so bad, Casey Wolf was like, man, I can't do this anymore. I got to go. I can't do this anymore. He quit. He says, no, I can't do it. So, no, I don't want to hear this about he got worked in the Super Bowl. Everybody got worked in the Super Bowl. I saw Travis Kelce speed walking out there for most of the game. I don't want to hear this when it comes to McDuffie. I'm defending McDuffie. I think he's one of the best corners in the league. I think Pat Surtain II is number one. I think the number three overall for McDuffie is a very, very fair number. I know we got to take a break here. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor. Nate Taylor is live in Bristol, Connecticut. He's got a new job. He works at ESPN. We'll talk to him about this move next. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into The Drive. It is an honor. It is a pleasure to be joined by my friend Nate Taylor. I don't need to talk about where he used to work because now that boy's moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Fish don't fry in the kitchen and beans don't burn on the grill. Nate Taylor, he works for ESPN now. Nate Taylor, how you doing, man?
Oh, what an intro. My goodness. I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm sweaty up here in Bristol, Connecticut, on ESPN headquarters. But man, it's been an amazing last couple of days. So thank you to you, to Rob, obviously Spectre, everybody else at the station, and obviously so many people have been really nice, really gracious. Congratulating me. So I just want to thank my city, honestly, like my beloved hometown. It's great to be on with you, man.
Have you taken the picture in front of the old ESPN sign? I feel like that's a staple for everybody who just starts working at ESPN.
You know it, baby. You know it. Now, no one else is going to have this but you, Carrington. Because of the Trey Smith deal today, which was expected, I want to make that very clear, it was expected, working on breaking the news with Adam Schefter, it's like, okay, that's right. NFL Live is in a couple hours. I got to get ready for that. And so as soon as I got done with my segment on NFL Live, one of the producers brought me right to the sign. So it was a very fitting moment to take that photo, given how many of my friends and obviously colleagues have done it in the past. And you'll probably see it sooner rather than later.
Right now, we're joined by Nate Taylor. He is now the Chiefs reporter for ESPN. All right, let's just start with this. You said that this was to be expected. I think we all kind of felt this way once we saw the franchise tag. They let Joe Tooney go. They didn't really seem like they had much options. They were going to pay Trey Smith, and they were going to pay him very handsomely.
Yeah, and I think for some people, they're like, well, that's perhaps a lot of money. And the answer is yes. The contracts go up each time someone is ready, healthy, in their prime of their career, one of the best players at their position, you just automatically are going to get a record-setting deal. Now, what's interesting here, Carrington, is the Chiefs basically gave up their leverage with what you just said. When they traded Joe Tooney to the Chicago Bears to get an extra pick, which is fine because he's an aging star player, he's 32 years old, you know you're going to have to really go into the bank. And there were even moments as earlier as today, Carrington, where the Chiefs were going through like, okay, we're going to do this. we know we're going to do this. Trey Smith's representation knows we're going to do this. So what was Clark Hunt comfortable with in terms of the guaranteed dollars? And now what we've known is that essentially for 3 years, Trey Smith is going to be making real significant money. And as we've reported already, $70 million virtually guaranteed on signing is the most for an interior offensive lineman in NFL history. So because you traded Darnell Tooney, because you didn't draft anybody at his position with a top pick in the draft as competition or as a way to mitigate some of your risk, it all leads to today. And I know people were somewhat uncomfortable with the timing of it because it was so close to the 3 o'clock deadline. What's fascinating is so does Trey Smith and so does Trey Smith's representation. So if we can squeeze them for as long as we can, that gives us an extra million or two. That's why you do it. That's why the deal got done. But this was a deal that both sides knew had to be done today.
I've been taking a lot of arrows for this opinion, and that's fine. Sometimes that's the job. I don't love this contract for the positional value. Trey Smith is a very, very good player, no question. Trey Smith is now the seventh highest paid offensive lineman. If you take this contract and move it to another position, let's say wide receiver, he is being paid like he's the ninth best wide receiver in the league. That's just not what I would pay for my right guard. I would have moved on from Trey Smith back in March. I would have then drafted his replacement and used that money elsewhere. That's obviously not what the Chiefs have done. How do you feel about that aspect of this, talking about the positional value that they have paid a center and a right guard a whole lot of money the last two off seasons?
Yeah. I mean, this is it, right? You draft players with the hope of developing them into star players, into legitimate contributors, guys you will win football games because of. And no, they don't score touchdowns. They don't run with the ball. The worst case for them is their name actually being brought up in the broadcast. But for Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, who have known each other since, ninth grade, there are best friends on the team. They are tied to Patrick Mahomes now. That was the plan back in 2021. And because you drafted and developed and they were immediately good from the moment they stepped on the field and they've only gotten better over time, this is what happens. I know one reason why you can do this now, one reason why Clark Hunt and Brett Veach and Andy Reid to a certain extent can stomach this is because, Rashee Rice is still on a rookie contract. Isaiah Pacheco is still on a rookie contract. Xavier Worthy obviously just finished his rookie season. Hollywood Brown's only on 1 year deal. Same for Juju Smith-Schuster. So from a skill position standpoint, obviously Travis Kelce, we'll see what happens, but it is likely that 2025 will be his final season. So you have sort of the availability from a salary cap sheet to make this work for the next couple of years where you have the highest paid center and the highest paid guard because those guys are elite at their positions. It's unquestionable to me that Creed Humphrey is the best center in the league, full stop. From the moment Jason Kelce retired, Creed Humphrey became the best center in the league. The only way this deal works in the Chiefs' favor from a true monetary value based on the production equation, Carrington, Trey Smith's got to become Joe Tooney. That's exactly what he has to become to make this deal be an absolute home run for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a better player-friendly deal than it is a team-friendly deal. And so I know when you have this dynastic run, a lot of times you need guys to take team-friendly deals. Well, I'll tell you this right now. Chris Jones is not on a team-friendly deal, and neither is Trey Smith, and they are two of the highest-paid players on the team alongside Patrick Mahomes, who was severely underpaid based on his value and his production. But this is the risk-reward that you play, and because you traded away Joe Tooney, you think Trey Smith in years 26, 27, 28, and maybe even 29, if he even gets to the fourth year of the deal, can be an all-pro player, can be someone that one day will potentially be in Canton, Ohio. I know that's going to happen for Joe Tooney already. That'll be the question for Trey Smith because it's great to be a Pro Bowl right guard. But now can you go to the elite, to the elitist? Can you get to a first-team all-pro? Can you be a second-team all-pro? Can you be as consistent and as technically sound, especially in pass protection, as Joe Tooney? Well, that's asking a lot, but that's what the contract demands from this day forward.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor. He is now with ESPN. He is the new Chiefs reporter for ESPN. You're right. I just pulled up Joe Tooney. I mean, he was an all-pro in 22, 23, and 24. Like, we're talking about one of the best offensive linemen in all of the National Football League. That certainly would be taking a jump. This was a point that I made earlier in the open, is there are no more excuses for the Chiefs offense. You have who people perceive to be the best quarterback in the NFL, the best head coach in the NFL. You have spent a bunch of resources up front, whether it's with Jalen Moore, $21 million, a first round pick when it comes to Josh Simmons. You have the highest paid center, the highest paid right guard. You have one of the highest paid right tackles in the league. You have spent a first round pick on a wide receiver, a second round pick on a wide receiver, have a future Hall of Fame tight end. This is an offense that needs to get back to being top five, top eight in the league, and not kind of hovering around average the way that they have been in terms of points per game the last couple of years.
Right. At this point, the Chiefs need to clearly stay healthy. They should be plenty motivated based on what happened in the Super Bowl, of course, Carrington, and I completely agree. It can no longer be a top 12 offense. Hell, it can't even be a top eight anymore. If Patrick Mahomes is protected, if Creed Humphrey plays to expectation, if Trey Smith plays to expectation, if you have a better solution to the left tackle position while also giving up some of your strength at left guard, well, that's a fair trade in a lot of senses, and a lot of teams will make because of the positional value and essentially what we saw last year from what Patrick had to go through, the amount of hits he took, the most hits he's ever taken in his career because of the instability at left tackle. So, hey, you have Juwan Taylor for another year at right tackle, and you got three receivers that, if they stay healthy, have never played a snap together with a Hall of Fame tight end and a coach and an offensive coordinator that have known each other for decades. So it's got to be top five. Everyone obviously needs to stay healthy, but it's time for the offense to give back to the defense. And we don't say that often in Kansas City, but these are why you made these moves, because the defense has really carried much of the offense to where you could give Mahomes a chance to win you the game in the fourth quarter. And most of the time, that's going to happen. Well, the offense could not give the defense a chance in the Super Bowl. That has to change this upcoming season, because that's the greatest way this team can improve from last year to this year, with a quarterback who, by the way, is going to turn 30 in September. So this is the time to maximize, similar like it was in 2019, and in some ways even 2022, because of that draft class and the fact that you had Nick Bolton, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey all gaining so much experience as rookies in 2021, and having that, you know, disappointing loss of Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game. These things go in cycles. And so if you're the Chiefs, it's got to be similar to 2019, and it's got to be similar to 2022 in terms of how the offense bounces back to being truly something that is feared in the league.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, give me the percentage chance that Jalen Moore is starting for the Chiefs at left tackle in week one. Give me the percentage that Juwan Taylor is starting at right tackle for week one.
100% for Juwan Taylor. I see no reasons to think that that is really a competition. It's great, and I really mean this, it's great to have Wanya Morris as your swing tackle if that's what it's going to come down to. But this is Juwan Taylor's final season based on his contract, and so I don't have any issues with him. When it comes to left tackle and Joshua Simmons being in the mix, obviously having a much quicker rehab than most people thought, you know, before the draft in terms of his left knee injury, well, that gives me like 70% in favor of Jalen Moore. Still a overwhelming advantage, but I talked to more and more people, and, you know, because Josh Simmons is young, because he was already an athletic freak before his knee injury, potentially he has a chance to return faster than most people expected. And then once he learns the speed of the game, once he, you know, obviously fills out his body in terms of raw strength, and he can sort of, as long as he, I mean, there's been no issues with the mental acuity of Josh Simmons and whether or not he's going to translate, you know, from the ears onto the NFL field. So even coming off a left knee injury that was non-contact that ended his, you know, his college season last year, I still give him a 30% shot, which is quite large considering that the Chiefs were so desperate at the start of free agency, which is why I always felt and still do that this is Jalen Moore's job to lose unless something really unforeseen happens that is not injury related to him. So the longer you can hold off Josh Simmons, the better, in my opinion. But the kid is that talented that you might be allured into seeing what he has, not on week one necessarily, but hey, let's see what he can do maybe in week six, week seven in October, if things are still a little bit uncertain at that position or if something happens to Jalen Moore.
I was more asking of, could you see a scenario in which Moore starts at left tackle, Simmons starts at right tackle, and Taylor is the odd man out? Or, although in another scenario, could you see a possibility where all three of them play on the offensive line and they play one of them, I guess probably more Jalen Moore at guard, and then Kingsley Suamata'i is the odd man out?
Now, see, you start in something, Carrington, all right? And that has to be the breaking case of emergency seal. That plan right there. Like, hey, we playing Jalen Moore, starting money, okay? So if Josh Simmons comes into camp in elite shape, if he does well in the preseason, if he gets to that point, if he has blown the coaches away at a greater expectation than what Kingsley Suamata'i did last year, okay, maybe you're willing to start him sooner rather than later, but you're still paying Jalen Moore, whether he's on the field or not, and we know he can play in the NFL. There's still a question mark about Kingsley Suamata'i, who did play well in Week 18 against a starting defense in the Denver Broncos who had to win in that game. But as I've told people this summer, nobody was game planning for you, son. So, that's where it gets tricky, because I just think Jawan Taylor's playing. He knows that. He's a professional. He will do the job that's asked of him. And because he's played on the left side, I guess you could project Jalen Moore inside at left guard. But that would be if you knew, let's say midway through the season, this second-round pick in Kingsley Suamata'i has not materialized in the way that we thought. And I will remind people, that would have been a quicker fall from grace than even Sky Moore, who was also a second-round pick.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor for a couple more minutes here. He is now with ESPN. He has taken over as the Chiefs insider. I do want to get this last point out before we move on to Trent McDuffie, because there's a lot to talk about there. It is really cool that this happened for Trey Smith. We're talking about a player who fell in the draft due to some health concerns. He has been a day one starter in the National Football League, and he just got $70 million guaranteed when he signed a 4-year, $6 million deal coming out of college. Like, this is what guys work so hard for. This is the fruits of all of your labor and you being a productive player in the league. So if, like, on that, on a personal level, he has done everything he's supposed to do to get this money. He's been great in the community, been a great teammate, been great on the field, and now he has been rewarded by the team that he wants to play for.
Correct. He got everything he wanted and more today, guys. And he should be applauded. He should be praised, because you're right, Carrington. This is a culmination. This is a coronation for him, because not only do you get the respect that a lot of people have given you in the league, like, hey, man, you're one of the best in the league. You would have been the best free agent had you gotten to free agency, which is why they use the franchise tag, right? So you have to wait even longer. You can't trade them, you know, so you don't really have a way to maximize your value on the trade market. He loves being in Kansas City. He has said at various points over the last year, this is my goal. This is my dream. I want to stay here. He was very pleased with Creed Humphrey's deal last year, and he waited his turn, and now it's his time to be paid, you know, handsomely. And I also want to say this too. Now we're getting to the human part, right? With the blood cost, with the family, with his mother. I mean, all of this is so gratifying, would probably be the best word. It has to be truly gratifying for Trey Smith, given the struggles coming into the league, given the questions about whether he was going to be durable to play at the NFL level, given his prior history with blood clots in his lungs. I mean, that was scary stuff at the time. So the Chiefs deserve a brilliant job, a tremendous credit for the brilliant job they've done in terms of, you know, assisting him in terms of his health. And Trey deserves even more credit for his diligence, his consistency, his work ethic. And lastly, most times, NFL agents are who we think they are. I don't need to go further. But this time, the agent worked for the client in the absolute best manner. We not giving up a single bit of leverage. We not giving up a single penny of what we're trying to maximize out of your value at this point in your career, and we not giving them a single day. We're going to take it all the way up to the deadline day. And you know what? We're going to make them sweat it at breakfast. We're going to make them sweat it a little bit at lunch. And until they get Clark Hunt to agree to this, from a human standpoint, his agent, or I should say his agents, did a masterful job using their leverage and maximizing it with the time and the window that they had, because that guy, based on his background, deserves that money, and he's already a two-time champion. And you hope that he will continue to go on that Joe Tooney track, which is, hey, man, I've been to six of these things, and I've won like four of them.
Nate, I'll get you out of here with this final question. Now the conversation shifts to Trent McDuffie. We have seen all of the very talented young corners get paid. We were on Pro Football Focus earlier today, and out of the top five corners in the league, the only one who's not on their second contract now is Trent McDuffie. You would have to assume that this extension is coming soon. Have they begun negotiations? Have they started discussions? How close are they to getting a deal done with him?
Well, that's something we also discussed on NFL Live. And so what I've said is they should be on the phone with him now, like literally, you know. They have not really gotten into much of a conversation just because, this is both beneficial, I guess, to the Chiefs to some degree, because you now get Derek Stingley, you get Sauce Gardner. Okay, those guys were drafted ahead of Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie better than those guys. So it's really nice for the player, similar to Trey Smith, where you're like, hey, okay, now I know what my value is based on his market-setting deal, and I'm better than him. I've won two Super Bowls. I've been a two-time All-Pro at the cornerback position, one of the hardest positions to play in American sports. So think about it from this standpoint. The Chiefs had to get Joe – they had to get rid of Joe Tooney in order to pay, you know, Trey Smith. Now, after you pop some champagne, you do a round of applause, you take a deep breath – ooh, buddy, you got to go through this again, because when the Chiefs travel to Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple days before the season opening game that Friday night, you have better had a deal in place using the fifth-year option as a little bit of an extender, because you already enacted that, to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie. Because if you don't do it now, that price is only going to go up, because, kids, I'm telling you, I have more confidence in Trent McDuffie being an even more excellent player further in his career than I do right now with Trey Smith. And you had to get a deal done with Trey Smith. So they're in the same boat, and now their timeline is basically, okay, can we get something done before opening night, similar to what they did last year with Creed Humphrey? They got that deal done. That set them up to get this deal done with Trey Smith, and now Trey Smith has set themselves up to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie.
Nate, when you were 14 years old, who was your favorite baseball player?
Okay, I have two categories. The non-royal category, obviously was Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
The Royals category, because, man, he went through a lot, y'all. Y'all don't understand it. You know, for as much love as Salvador Perez gets, Mike Sweeney should get that in double. I loved watching Mike Sweeney when I was a teenager.
That is our guy, Nate.
Perennial All-Pro.
No, I'm with you. No, Nate, I mean, Mike Sweeney was great. I love Mike Sweeney, too. I'm happy that Mike Sweeney gets a lot of love. So, no, I'm happy that that's the name that you said. That is our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us on the show today. He is in Bristol, Connecticut. He now works for ESPN. Nate, man, congratulations, man. Congratulations to you and your family, man, all your hard work. Now got you to the four-letter network, man. We look forward to watching you on SportsCenter.
Unbelievable. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. That is Nate Taylor joining us on the show today. It is going to be very wild one day to turn on sports and we're like, oh, hey, that's Nate. I know him. That's going to be kind of cool, man. Congratulations to Nate Taylor. He has replaced Adam Teicher. He is now going to be on NFL Live. He is the Chiefs NFL insider for ESPN. The Chiefs play in a lot of important games and have a lot of news. So something tells me that Nate is going to be very, very busy. And Nate, yes, he will be on the show this season. Nothing has changed in that regard. Really excited to have Nate continue to be part of the 96.5 The Fan family. That's what we are. We're a family. It's like Fast and the Furious. We're family. Coming up at the top of the hour. Now, KU fans, I know that we said we would have KU Day, and we let you down a little bit today, and I apologize for that. I will take full responsibility. I promise you that Lance Leipold will be on the show. I promise you that Jalen Daniels will be on the show. We tried to get it worked out. They both are on vacation, their last little bit of vacation for football season. We have been promised by the University of Kansas that when they're done, they will come on the show. Very excited to catch up with both of them as KU has a new football stadium coming up, renovated. They play Missouri the second game of the season. A lot of news to catch up with KU, a potential sleeper in the Big 12. But I did get a chance to catch up with the athletic director, Travis Goff. I'll play that for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.